ABC Radio Australia.
The head of the Pacific Islands Forum is rallying countries around the region to help support Tonga following the eruption of the Hunga Haapai volcano. The massive volcanic eruption and tsunami destroyed hundreds of homes and wiped out villages, forcing communities to relocate. A Blue Pacific Tonga appeal was launched by Secretary General Henry Puna. He's calling on Pacific Island countries to support Tonga as it cleans up and rebuilds. Mr. Puna joins us on the line now from Suva. Welcome to Pacific Beat.
Thank you. Thank you very much and good morning.
Good morning. Now, can you tell us more about this Blue Pacific Tonga appeal? What is it? We don't have too many details. Can you give us more?
Yes, indeed. Very happy to do that. Look, there is a very strong feeling among the Pacific Island countries, you know, to want to help Tonga in this, what their prime minister called unprecedented disaster. And so it is that feeling that is driving all of us to do something. And the feeling of wanting to do something is really behind the appeal. Because while Australia, New Zealand and other major partners are on the ground now, as first responders and providing humanitarian assistance on the ground, the rest of us also want to be there somehow and in some way. And we thought that for now, this is the best way we can be part of helping Tonga by setting up the appeal.
And how will the appeal work exactly? I mean, is it money transfers coming from different countries? How can we make sure it's transparent and accountable, if so?
Yes, well, in order to save time, you know, in opening a new account, we've decided to use our forum secretariat account with the ANZ Bank. And we're calling on all our partners and all those who want to be part of this assistance, you know, to just deposit money into the ANZ, any ANZ bank, and just you know, say that this money is for the Tonga appeal, and ANZ will know what it's for.
That sounds nice and easy, but how can people make sure that their money is going to the right place, or even if they're curious to know how it's helping? Are there any thoughts about making it transparent and accountable and even updates to know how much money is accumulating? How will that take place?
That is very important, and we are determined here, the Secretary, to ensure that you know, we're very transparent with the money, and I can give an assurance on behalf of the Secretariat that that will be done. In fact, it is very important that people can be confident that their money is being handled properly and in a transparent manner. And we will keep regular updates and provide regular updates on the amount that is being raised. And by the way, this appeal will only go for 4 weeks, and we're looking at ending it on the 25th of February. And that's a Friday. I think it's an appropriate day to end the appeal before the weekend.
Okay, that's good to note. Now, we're seeing quite an outpouring of support around the region and even internationally. I've been touched seeing on social media some children in Fiji get together and send some supplies and products to the people of Tonga. What makes Blue Pacific Tonga Appeal different from many other fundraisers that are up and running at the moment?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crop agencies here in the Pacific, and this is one way of bringing everybody under this one fundraising umbrella. Instead of calling it the Forum Appeal for Tonga, we've decided to call it the Blue Pacific, and the Blue Pacific includes everybody here in the Blue Pacific. And so it's meant to be inclusive. And I have to say that, you know, the outpouring of support and love for what is happening in Tonga here in the Pacific is so strong. It's lovely to see all sorts of initiatives being raised to offer support in whatever way that people can make to this effort to help Tonga.
And do we know, you know, I know it's still early and hard to get information out of Tonga, but do you know roughly how much you hope to fundraise and, you know, even the extent of damage in Tonga in terms of a dollar figure, how much is needed to support the people there?
Yes, well, the timing of the response setting up this fundraiser was because of the difficulties with communication. There being no communication in the first few days after the tsunami and the volcano. But now we're getting updates through limited communications with Tonga as to the situation on the ground. And I must say that Australia and New Zealand have done a magnificent job in responding so quickly with all the humanitarian supplies there on the ground now. But we've got to also be mindful that Tonga is COVID-free, and the government there is very, very determined to ensure that, you know, the amount of aid that's going through and the personnel to deliver those aid and what it needs to be done on the ground, they want to ensure that, you know, COVID does not slip into the country through those means. So that's another priority that we need to be mindful of, that the Tongan government is very serious about.
Yes, indeed. And you mentioned the Australia and New Zealand's response. As Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, do you believe there should be a regional disaster response team, something similar to RAMSI, perhaps, in the Solomon Islands?
Yes, well, that is something that our officials coming up with to be determined at the highest levels as soon as the forum leaders meet. And that is a wonderful idea. But of course, even now, we've had experiences with other natural disasters in the region, particularly with cyclone and cyclone damage. And so I am waiting for when the Prime Minister of Tonga is free to take a call. Understandably, he's very, very busy at the moment. But that is the offer that I will be making on behalf of the region to Tonga, the long-term recovery after the initial phase of the response. We have, I believe, the expertise here in-house and in the region, in all the crop agencies, to assist Tonga with its long-term recovery.
Indeed, that'll be interesting to see how that pans out because, as you mentioned, there is this desire to support fellow Pacific, Blue Pacific nations. However, the Micronesian nations are actually on the brink of leaving the Pacific Islands Forum at the moment. Do you know if they'll be involved in the Blue Tonga appeal, or are they making separate arrangements to assist Tonga? Do you think this crisis could almost help unite forum members?
Look, at times like this, you know, issues, internal issues like that really pales into insignificance. That is not important. What is important is that at times like this, we as a family, you know, come together to help one another. And that spirit is still very much alive at the moment.
Thank you. Coming together to help one another, that's an important message. Thank you so much, Mr. Henry Puna, for your time this morning.
Thank you very much for having us on your show.
Lovely. That was Henry Puna, Secretary General of the Pacific Islands Forum, on the line with us from Suva.